This is Noah, and hey. Welcome to Ninja Consultant.
Ninja Consultant podcast number one.
That's right. We don't use our last names here because we don't want to endanger our careers. So I guess
with the CIA.
Yeah. But we're talking here. We talk about anime, manga. You know, ninjas.
Theology.
Ninjas.
Economics.
And sometimes economics.
Also economics.
All right.
Ninjutsu.
Oh, so you want to talk about how we got into fandom specifically?
Yes.
Okay. When I was like 3, I saw an episode of Voltron and I thought something was really weird about those eyes. So I read the credits because I thought maybe it was foreign or something. I really couldn't tell and I was fascinated and I told my entire family and they didn't really give a shit. It was just me. I was the only one who cared. And then 14 years later, I saw Sailor Moon and I recorded all the episodes dubbed. Then I went to college, I watched all the stuff they were showing on Cartoon Network, but it wasn't until I downloaded an episode of Carrie Kano, His and Her Circumstances, on Real Player from a random webcomic that I was reading that I decided I really wanted to get into anime. Because it was from the middle of the series, and I couldn't tell what was going on. So then I went out and rented all of Cowboy Bebop. From then on, I was totally hooked. About 3 years ago, I decided I would go to Otakon for the first time, and so I started watching anime to prepare for it, like it was my job, and then it became my job, because now I work in animation, but I'm not going to tell you what show that I work on, so, you know, I don't get fired or in trouble with the channel that it gets shown on.
Right, so, I'm old. I'm a geezer. I've been at this for years and years and years. I was part of the Star Blazers generation. I used to wake up early on Sundays to watch Star Blazers, and it turns out that most of the people came in with that gateway show. They were all in college. I wasn't in college. I was about 4 years old. So from there, it kind of snowballed into a downward spiral. I started attending conventions in 1989. I used to sit in the anime room at science fiction conventions before there were anime conventions. And then in 92, I started going to Acon, which at the time was one of really two conventions in the United States, the other being Anime Expo in California, which we recently returned from. So let's see, that was 92. I've been watching basically everything ever since. I kind of got out of it.
Not everything.
No, not everything.
Yeah, because you won't watch all of the things that I watch.
Oh, well, I won't watch stuff that sucks.
And then we're going to interview guests whose names, last names, we also won't give out. But they'll be interesting guests.
Yeah, in fact, this show is all about anonymity.
Yeah, because, you know, ninjas, you can't know their true identities.
Because if you do, incidentally, to go on a little tangent here, that's why no one ever really wants to play ninjas in the Oriental Adventures supplement of Dungeons & Dragons. Because,
dork.
Yeah, so let me dork up the place a little bit.
All right.
Because ninja, you have to pick another class. See, everyone wants to be the ninja because the ninja's really cool. The ninja
pretty
goes
sharpening
off
his knives.
To ninja and riding his motorcycle.
He's ninjing in the night.
He goes and ninjas in the night. But in Oriental Adventures, you can't do that. Because you're a ninja. You have to maintain your secret identity. That's boring. That sucks. Who wants to play a character class that even the other players don't get to know what your character class is? That's ridiculous. But it's true to life, friends. And so you don't know if we're actually ninjas. We say we're ninjas, by which I mean ninja, because ninja is the plural of ninja.
I don't know. But, okay, the point is, your coworker in the cubicle next to you could very well be a ninja.
He's probably a ninja.
But he has to keep his, what is it, character class a secret from you.
Aaron plays Dungeons & Dragons, my friend.
Not recently.
Not recently, in the past 2 weeks, recently.
Yeah. In the last 5 minutes, no.
In the last 5 minutes, no. In the last 2 months?
Yes.
Yes. And how? But not Oriental Adventures.
No.
The point is, I know your coworker. He's a nice guy. We had lunch yesterday. He told me about how he's been ninjaing in the night.
If you haven't seen the AMV that this is a reference to, then you should watch it.
No, you can't.
Oh,
you can't tip your hand.
I wanted to mention that we're going to be reviewing AMVs on this show.
We are?
Yeah, and probably in a really harsh way, because you hate most of them. So if you're listening to this and you have an AMV and you want either advice or constantly to be degraded, then
wait
you
a
should
minute.
Email us.
That's not fair.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not fair.
Just don't email us any... I mean, don't tell us about your AMV with subtitles in it. Because if you can't take the subtitles out, we're not probably going to take the time to review
it. We will mock you.
Yeah.
And we will call your mother. And we will...
I mean, you can... For God's sake, just letterbox it out. It's not that hard to do.
Or most things are available on DVD. You can get them without the subtitles.
Even from Chinatown, for God's sake. If you're going to buy a Region 2 disc, I think an AMV is a good reason to buy one.
Yes, except for all of you who live nowhere near Chinatown.
You can order anything from Hong Kong over the internet. How do you think I got that Horace Prince of the Sun movie?
Oh yeah, Horace Prince of the
from
Sun.
From Hong Kong, people.
Miyazaki title that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, it's like his first feature film.
It's not Studio Ghibli, but it's worth checking out.
Yeah, there's like one fan subgroup who subbed it, and it was shown on TBS like in the 80s, dubbed. So it's unclear who has the rights to it. And recently there was a MoMA retrospective, the Museum of Modern Art, where they showed a lot of Miyazaki films, and that was on the schedule, and I so cleared my schedule in order to go see it, and they switched it at the last minute, and instead they showed Heidi, Girl of the Alps, about 4 episodes worth of a TV show. And that was fine, because I wanted to see Heidi, too, but I wanted to see I wanted to see Horace subbed more than that, because I'd only seen it on this Hong Kong disc with my friend who speaks Japanese translating. And he didn't, you know, he paused it and told us what was going on, but that's not really the same as seeing it, like, with subs. But it's super good.
It is super good.
You could just read, like, a plot summary and then watch it, and it would still be really good.
Whereas Heidi, also good being Heidi, features cavorting goats.
Non-stop cheese eating.
Non-stop cheese eating, and that's really true.
Yeah.
You will so want cheese.
Yeah, you might as well, if you're going to, like, find that somewhere, go and buy a lot of cheese and, like, big, thick loaves of bread, because you're going to need it.
You know, the good ship lollipop.
Oh, you mean the girl with the curly hair, Shirley Temple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shirley Temple.
Like the drink.
Like, precisely, like the drink.
Yeah.
But instead...
Like those god-awful commercials over and over and over again on cable where you can buy, like, 60 Shirley Temple movies for, like... 3 payments of 1995. And they're all, like, colorized. I hate that commercial.
I hate it, too, but that's how I got them all and how I've been watching them. When you're not around.
Oh, well, that's when I watch hentai.
One of us is joking. You be the judge. You decide. But Heidi, Girl of the Alps. There's also a libertarian eagle. Oh. Watch out for the libertarian eagle.
And the grandfather who describes the libertarian eagle in a way that's really obvious, like, I'm just like that eagle.
Yeah.
Libertarian, living in the mountains, storing weapons.
I didn't know this, but Heidi's grandfather is the Unabomber. So
he might be.
Watch out for that, too.
We only saw 4 episodes, but it was a lot like Dog of Flanders, which I dropped, like, $60 on, and I've only watched
I thought you were going to say, like, you dropped, like, a hot rock.
No, I've only watched 8 or 9 episodes of it. If I was still unemployed or underemployed, I would probably still try and watch it every morning, but... Being employed full-time, that allows less time to watch things like Dog of Flanders or Princess Tutu.
Which I will not watch.
Which I finished watching, and it is a good show. You wouldn't think it with a title like Princess
Tutu. You're right,
Tutu.
I wouldn't think it.
But it actually, no, it's fine. Like, it has the Raven King in it and everything. You
and
like the Raven
it has,
King.
I do like the Raven King. I like the cat ballet dancer.
Yeah, all the fights are ballet dancing. It's really great.
I don't like that so much. 7 Brides for 7 Brothers, that's fine, but that's not ballet.
Does it have cat ballet dancers?
It does not have cat ballet dancers.
All right.
Last time I watched it.
We should just pitch out some stuff that everyone should be watching that they probably haven't seen yet. Like Requiem for the Darkness, which is also called 100 Stories.
Mm.
It's only like 13 episodes. It's coming out on DVD now, and it's super good. It has a crazy good art style. All right, so there's a bad CG willow tree in the second episode, but if you can get past that, it's a good show. It's really creepy. It's really different looking.
And if it doesn't make sense, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Normally, this may be the only time you'll hear me say this, but this is one instance where you should really just go with it, because it's really worth it.
Okay, and I just finished buying Paranoia Agent, which is all on sale. Like, The Right Stuff is having a sale where everything is, like, all Genion titles are 33% off, and that's pretty good, because Genion never freaking has sales. And Paranoia Agent, it's been on Cartoon Network lately. It's only 13 episodes. And you need to watch all of it. I'm serious. It's by Satoshi Kon, who did Millennium Actress and Perfect Blue and Tokyo Godfathers. And you should see all those movies too. Except not maybe Perfect Blue if you're kind of squeamish or under 12.
We're talking to you.
11-year-old podcaster guy.
Listener.
Our one listener.
Our one listener.
So far. Yeah. Oh, and also Genshiken.
No, wait a minute. You get to plug. You don't want to plug all the titles at once, because okay. Then they're gone. All
right, well, next week we'll plug Genshiken.
No, fine. We'll plug Genshiken next week, but what if we don't have a next week? I want to plug Planets. Planets is an incredible series, and at least on the convention circuit, it doesn't seem as though it's getting much play. It's been, like, what, a year?
The manga's been out for a while. No, the DVDs were only released a few months ago.
Oh, well then, what are people waiting for?
Well, people saw the fan subs, and some people watched a couple episodes and thought it was kind of boring, and that was sort of the buzz that it got. But no, this is an excellent show, and we need to buy the legitimate releases so we can watch the interviews that they have with, like, NASA and stuff, because that's awesome.
Yeah. Planets is garbage men in space. It's in the near future. And it's the secret lives of garbage men in space. It's awesome. I think it may be my favorite series of all time.
You might want to watch the anime before you read the manga, because the manga seems to have constant spoilers in this order. But there's a character in the first episode that seems kind of annoying. But we can assure you, after 4 episodes, she's not annoying and she's not the main character anymore. Well, kind of is.
And, she kind of is, but she's endearing.
Yeah, she gets way less obnoxious, like, exponentially as the show goes on.
It's the lovable lout.
No, it's a really good show. And it's, what, 26 episodes?
Yeah.
All right, so next time we'll talk about Anime Expo and our adventures there.
If you're lucky.
Also, we'll plug Genshiken a lot.
And I will tell you another...
Tales of Anime... Fandom past,
I guess. Or something. Yeah, I'm old, folks. Like, I was at this AMV panel at Anime Central.
Oh, it was like old school anime.
That's what it was
called.
No,
it was called like old school AMVs.
And these guys.
And they were younger than Noah.
They not only were they younger than me, one of them was like, "Yeah, man, I'm the oldest guy on this panel. I've been in this since like '99." You know, in 99, I think I was attending my 30th convention. That's not a joke. I'm an old man.
You're not that old.
And I don't have old man hair.
Look, and I'm not that old.
I want old man hair.
But, you know, a lot of people going to conventions are just a lot younger. You're going to have old man hair eventually. Look, the reason Noah wants old man hair is because we just saw this movie, a live-action Japanese film called The Taste of Tea, at the New York Asian Film Festival. And it was super good. I thought it could have been a little bit faster paced, but my brother and my friend who I saw it with, they were like, this is now one of their top 5 favorite movies ever.
Yes, it could have been a little faster paced, because the point is, yes, there is an awesome old man who has awesome old man hair in The Taste of Tea.
Yeah, so now Noah's goal in life is to have old man hair.
And I'm working on it. I'll get there.
Yeah, someday.
Someday.
All right.
Gambatte.
Yeah, gambatte. You can email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com.
Now for a segment I like to call My Life and Family.
Where are the Cheetos?
Shut up. They're right next to you.
You're going to tell some random story.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to tell you another story. I'm going to tell you the Silly String story.
All right. It's totally lame.
It's not lame. Erin doesn't always know.
I think I know.
Sometimes she says she knows. Listen, you're going to want to keep listening to the show, because eventually there's going to be the show where we kill each other.
But just like noir.
Just like noir. All right, here's the Silly String story, okay? The story. The story is, no shit, there I was. This would be Akon 6 in 93. I was there with a number of friends from Denver, Colorado, who called themselves at the time AWOL, or Anime Without Limitation. The guys in AWOL, we brought with us about 2 dozen cans of Silly String. And if you may recall, I don't know if it's still manufactured, because it set that kid's face on fire that one time, like 10 years ago or something. But Silly String comes in a can, you squirt it out, and it shoots this plastic string everywhere, and it's really tough to clean up, and people hate it, and then it gets ground into the carpet, and it's little tiny snakes of plastic.
It's like slimy at first, and then
at first it's
later.
Slimy, but then later sticky.
Then
so
kind of cold.
At least it's got that going for it.
All right.
we sprayed Silly String pretty much everywhere, all over the lobby, in the elevators. I think we hit some guys in the face. We pretty much ran through the halls with the Silly String. This was amazing fun. We run all over the hotel.
Before we told the story, there was a lot of whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm sorry. As Aaron said, we ran riot, going whoop, 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 all over the hotel. The alarm was sounded. There was some calamity in the lobby, as though perhaps some jackbooted thugs were coming after us. We disappeared ninja-like, I might add, into our suite. You know, laughed about what a wonderful adventure we had had. Dropped all the cans on the table when con security knocked at the door. It wasn't con security, it was hotel security. And this is important because this is Texas, and it's... Now, Austin, Texas is fine, and Dallas, Texas is okay, and I know I'm going to offend all the listeners out in, you know, Houston, Texas, where I lived for 6 months, and it was miserable. Dallas is okay, but we weren't in Dallas proper. We were in some Dallas suburb. So we answer the door. One of us, his name is, I shouldn't use his whole name. We'll call him Joe. We'll call him, because that was his name, but that's not his full name. We'll call him Joe B. Joe B, what?
Is B his really last, that's his real last name?
No, it's a first, it might be the first initial of his last name.
That's his real last name, though?
No, B, the letter B.
I know, but Joe, I know the rest of the name that you're talking about. And it's a very silly name. There's no way that could be that guy's real name.
Yes, it is his real name, all but right, anyway, now ahead. Everyone's going to want to know what it is, and I'm not going to tell you. Anyway.
That's getting back to him.
So Joe B opens the door, and there's hotel security. There are two of them, and these guys were scary-looking, weightlifting. These are people who choked cats for fun. They came in the room, and in their southern drawl, they said, "We heard something about y'all and some Silly String." And we turn around, and of course, sitting on the table behind us are 24 cans of Silly String. We look at each other uncomfortably. You know, there's a pause. Security guys are like, "What's all this about the Silly String? Something about it, you know, disturbance? Anybody like to say anything here?" In fact, and they walk in the room, and of course, we know then the jig is up, and we're all going to get expelled from the con. They see the cans of Silly String on the table, and they walk up to the table, and they say, what's all this?" Joe B thinks fast, and he says, "No, you don't understand. It couldn't be us. Those cans are empty." And the security guys look at each other, and they look at us, and you can see them trying to make the connection. They're trying to make this leap of logic, and they can't quite do it. They say, "All right, but, well, if y'all hear anything, you come and tell the hotel staff, because we can't tolerate this kind of behavior." Anyway, that's the story of AWOL, ACON, and the Silly String, starring Joe B.
You can email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Ninja Consultant podcast. Our theme music is by Analog Lights, a division of Giant Spider Inc. For more information, email Steve at giantspiderinc@hotmail.com.